And when you would milk the cows, did you have a special name for that place?
No, that was the dairy.
All right. What about if they were just staked or penned for milking?
Well, all the milking we did at that time was by hand.
Uh-huh. All right. And what about the hogs and pigs? Where would you keep them?
Keep them in the lot, where the stables were located.
Well, was there a special area and you called it a certain name?
No, there was just a lot where the barn was fenced in, and there's where they turned the horses out of the stables, and the pigs stayed in that lot, and they fed on the waste that
uh-huh.
came from the horse troughs.
Right. But you didn't have any special name for that area?
No.
No kind of pen or anything for them?
No.
And where would you keep your milk and butter? Was that in the same place where you...
The milk what?
The milk and the butter? And when you had the
that
farm?
That was kept in the refrigerator, and the refrigerator was on ice.
Well, what about before the refrigerator? Did it have a special name?
Huh? You see, we were smaller operators as far as the milk's concerned.
Yeah.
Now, the dairy... somebody else would have to give you that information, but
uh-huh.
as far as we were concerned, it was just a small operation, and the milk was taken into the kitchen and put in pans and then put in the icebox, because in that day and time we didn't have electricity on the
yeah.
farm,
uh-huh.
and so we had to have ice, and we stored the milk in the icebox.
What about the general area around the barn? Did you have a name for that? Where you kept all the cows and the pigs and such?
The cows stayed in the pastures.
Oh, okay. Well, then just the pigs and the...
In the lot.
All right. Did you ever raise cotton at all? Grow cotton?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if you could tell me something about that.
Well, We planted cotton in about 4-foot rows. Then when the cotton came up, you had to go in there and thin it down to a stand.
Mm-hmm.
And then those plants were plowed 3 or 4 times during the season until they got their growth, and then we let them alone until the bolls opened. That was usually along in August and September.
Mm-hmm. Were there any kind of things you'd use when you're cultivating them? Any tools? Any kinds of tools? Did you have any names for them?
Used tractors and hoes for hoeing.
Uh-huh. All right. What about the grass that would grow in a cotton field where you didn't want it? What kind of grass would you call that?
Well, we'd call that mostly crab grass.
Uh-huh.
And it was destroyed by the plows.
Any other names for it that you used to use? Or?
No, just usually just a common crab grass.
Okay. Talking about cotton, and maybe even corn, you'd say that they grew in a, what size area would they grow in? What'd you call it?
Cotton.
Uh-huh.
It would be, depends on the size of the farm.
Okay.
What we had, we didn't go in strong for cotton. We had 20 acres of cotton.
So what would you call that area?
Just a cotton field.